This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. It is the Monday night edition. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And it's Ian.
And we have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about tonight, but I've sort of been focusing recently when I'm, in this driver's seat on acts of defiance and how I believe that now is the time for not only individuals but businesses as well to begin defying all these ridiculous government mandates.
Begin defying them was probably before we were born. But given that they haven't bothered to defy them until now, now is a good time.
Now is as good a time as any, because if you don't start now, it's probably going to be too late at some point for you to begin. Your businesses will have been lost. Your incomes will have been drained. You will be reliant upon the government in an unprecedented fashion, in my opinion, if things go the way they continue to do so. And so I've chosen to highlight some folks who, maybe not in the complete way that we would like, I have certain opinions about how a person should be defiant or a business, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And some of these don't quite live up to, my own, well, you should do this or you should do that. But whatever. It's slim pickings. It's triage time. Let's at least celebrate those who, have the balls to stand up and say, no more. No more.
All right. So, who's first?
First up, we have from Care 11 News, care11.com, more than 100 Minnesota business owners plan to reopen despite Governor Waltz's orders.
Excellent.
This is a consortium of businesses. It says people are desperate and they are coming up with a solution now. They're stuck in a tight corner with no other place to turn. And so we could talk about that. We also have from King 5 News out of Chehalis, Washington. Washington State threatens criminal charges against this Chehalis restaurant owner for defying the indoor dining ban. We covered this. This is Spiffy's restaurant. And so they're
is this the one you used to go to?
No. It's out in Chehalis, so it's not really in Seattle. It's in
the
rural area of Western Washington. There's been a couple of restaurants. One was in Port Orchard, mm-hmm. And that kind of a thing. This is outside of the Seattle proper area, but we had mentioned Spiffy's in a previous program as one of the restaurants that were, acting defiantly. Well, now Washington has threatened criminal charges. Criminal.
That's what it comes down to.
For, opening their restaurant.
Well, they can't just let you open up. I mean, if they've been saying that you shan't open and you actually do open, then they have to make a move. I mean, if they don't, then other people might get it into their heads that they can actually live like free people. So they're going to have to go ahead and try to crack down on this individual, which is why gathering together, that first story you were talking about sounds particularly interesting when business owners are actually coming together. There's another one that somebody posted about an Alaskan group doing the same thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
I missed that one.
Allegedly at least 100 businesses. So if you want to talk about that, we can do that, too.
Absolutely. I also have this from sfgate.com. Danville restaurant owners defy shelter-in-place order by continuing outdoor dining.
Okay.
So they're you know, they've already been limited. You can't have people indoors. And then they said, well, you can have people outdoors. And now they've said, no, you can't
do that.
And they're saying, well, yes, we can, and we're going to continue doing so. So
it's something. Yeah.
It's something.
Half credit. Give you half credit for that one.
I will.
Yeah,
absolutely. They get half credit for that. So, and of course, your calls and your thoughts. We have other stuff to talk about as well. This from Bitcoin.com, courtesy, I think it was Jamie Redman that was the
He does a lot of stories there.
Yeah, at least I found out about it through him. Pornhub. By far the largest adult website on planet Earth. Their premium services now default to cryptocurrency payments.
That's because they, as I understand it, are losing Visa and MasterCard services.
So they've just said, well, okay, we have this other option. And apparently they're accepting over 13 digital assets.
Not bad. As I understand it, because I saw a headline recently about how they had started accepting Bitcoin, and I was actually surprised that they hadn't done that sooner. I think that was just a few months ago.
I've been surprised, and I've said it here on air a number of times, particularly well over a year ago now, that the thing that made the internet go, like the internet itself was sort of on shaky ground for a period of time as to, well, okay, you know, it's nice to be able to send texts to each other and that kind of stuff and bulletin boards and that kind of thing. But, and the thing that drove, the one business that drove the internet to become the behemoth that it is.
Pornography.
Was pornography. As soon as pornography was available.
It also drove VHS. To be the winner of VHS versus Beta.
Really?
As I understand it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I did get to see both VHS and Beta as a kid growing up. And
did you get to see Beta a porn on Beta?
No.
No. Okay.
No. But just, you know, the mechanics of it all.
Yes.
And the size of the cartridges, the tapes themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And the top load and the front load. And there was some, you know, hubbub about that. One of my neighbors in a house that I lived in had the Beta, and another one across the street had the VHS. The house I lived in, we didn't have anything. We were poor.
Yeah.
So I had to go over to one of their two houses to watch like cool movies and stuff. So, yeah, that was that. But
yeah, I remember when they had them both at the video store.
I've been saying for a long, long time that as soon as the porn industry adopts cryptocurrency largely, that will be the cryptocurrency.
That'll be the big day. Huh?
The big day, or the, you know, the hurtling, the catapulting, if you will.
Trying to think of a good word. Of course, it won't all happen in one day.
No, it won't, but we'll probably look back at this day and go, oh, yeah, I remember we covered that on the show that night, and that was the day.
Right. Because, as you pointed out, this is a major website. It's in the top 10, is it not? It's not the top 5?
I believe it is the largest adult website.
No, I mean of all websites. I believe it is in the top 3 or 5 or something like that. I'll see if I can...
Yeah,
I don't know
where it ranks amongst all websites, but it certainly is the most well-known, I would gander, at least in the United States of America. So we can talk about that as well. In fact, we're talking about it right now. We might as well just continue on with it. So this from Bitcoin.com, Pornhub's premium services, now default to crypto payments, 13 digital assets supported. During the first week of September, the world's largest adult web portal, Pornhub, expanded its payment options by adding Bitcoin and support for 3 other cryptocurrencies. However, after MasterCard and Visa severed ties with Pornhub last week, the company's premium services payment processor now defaults to cryptocurrency only.
Yay! That's awesome.
Pornhub is by far...
Of course, it's also probably their only option. I don't know what else they got.
I mean, PayPal? You know,
didn't get banned from PayPal?
I mean, I don't know.
It's probably only a matter of time at this point.
I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, you might be right. I don't know. I never looked.
Taking stabs, you know, they could probably start taking checks.
That's probably a really
a little EFT action, right? Electronic funds transfer. You got to put your whole bank account number and the routing and all that stuff when you want to download some adult content.
Because, you know, you have to wonder, like, how does Visa and MasterCard go about banning a particular entity? Because they could obviously say anybody that's running... Because when you swipe a credit card... Now, by no means am I a credit card expert or anything like that, but from what I understand, Visa and MasterCard are tied into these banks that run the cards, but ultimately it's the banks that run the cards. I don't think it's Visa and MasterCard that are doing, like, the billing, right? Like, it's just, you know what I mean? The banks do that sort of stuff. So when the charge comes through and it says Pornhub on it, and I don't know what it, you know, maybe it already doesn't say Pornhub. Presumably it does, but, like, you would think a site like Pornhub would want to put something more generic in. You know, like when you used to order porn through the mail, they'd put it in a real generic envelope.
Yeah, right? in the brown paper.
Yeah, so how do they identify that it's even a Pornhub transaction coming through?
I do not know. I'm sure there's a way, probably by account numbers and that kind of thing. But 855-450-FREE. Will you use cryptocurrency to get your adult content?
I don't think we're getting any calls.
More coming up.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. It is the Monday night edition. In the studio tonight, it is myself. I'm driving this thing. I am better known as the captain. And joining me is...
It's Ian.
And we had mentioned in the previous segment a little bit about a story from Bitcoin.com, but I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user already, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, bitcoin.com. Go there. Visit it.
So I've been doing a little digging here, Captain, just on, because I remembered Pornhub being in like the top 10 websites, and the first two lists I pulled up didn't have it in there. The first one I pulled up didn't have it in the top 50. The other one had it in at number 33.
Okay.
But according to SimilarWeb.com, which seems to get a lot of attention for this sort of thing, it is number 10. This is, I believe, globally. Yeah, this is globally. And there's another website that is ranked above it. Actually, it looks like two others. So number 8, there's a site, xvideos.com, and then number 9, xnxx.com. So apparently there are two other sites that are even more popular than Pornhub. And so 3 out of the top 10 websites, according to this, are porn sites.
Well, if they follow along in the footsteps of Pornhub and either begin taking, or if they're already taking cryptocurrency, they feature it more or make it the default, that would bode incredibly well for the world of cryptocurrency.
Sure would.
As I was going on about, it was the mid-90s, right, when all the IPO craze was going on, when, you know, that's sort of right about the time when porn kind of saved the internet. There was, you know, all the infrastructure that was being laid was at a cost, and people were like, well, how are we ever going to make our money back, and blah, blah, blah. Nobody had a good repeatable model for generating income up until the porn sites showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were able to sort of, you know, the thing is with products and services is, like, once you have a model, you can just substitute any product or service for that model, right? You don't have to obviously be peddling porn, you know, but they created a repeatable model that generated income, and so other businesses were able to go, ooh, let's take that model and apply it to their own business.
Sure.
And, you know, sort of make the internet go and become what it's become today. So I think I always use the analogy about cryptocurrency sort of being like the search engine wars, right? We've talked about this here on this program. You know, there used to be Dice. There used to be Ask Jeeves. There used to be
Alta Vista.
Right?
All these used to be my go-to.
All these different search engines, and they were all battling for who was going to be the number one search engine, right? This was a very interesting time in the world of internet business. And out of nowhere, out of freaking nowhere, comes this little tiny site called Google. Little tiny site. Nobody had ever heard of it, right? And they just did things a little bit differently, a little bit better than all these other search engines did, and they have become the behemoth that they are now. So,
yeah, I just looked up Alta Vista over here at SimilarWeb, and it doesn't even rank.
Yeah, well, it's rank, all right, by way of comparison. So at any rate, I use the cryptocurrency to tell folks who are just getting into it. I'm like, look, this is very similar right now, the time of cryptocurrency that we're in. It's very similar to the time of the AOL CDs. Remember that AOL used to send these CDs to everybody in the mail?
I remember them being in the stores, too.
Yeah, you could just pick them
just
up
grab one
next to your newspaper stack or whatever, that kind of a thing. And, like, I would collect them, and whenever folks would run out of their minutes or whatever, they'd go, oh, well, I'd get online, but I'm out of my free AOL minutes. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, oh, here, have a disc, right? Just have them on you, you know, to sort of perpetuate the internet, because I was a big fan of the internet. I still am. But at any rate, cryptocurrency is in a similar time to those search engine wars. We're not sure who's going to win. There's a clear number one right now, but there's literally thousands of other ones, you know. But in order for you know, something to occur for it to grow and get bigger, a large industry needs to adopt it as their primary currency.
Yeah, and this is definitely a big one. I mean, also, of course, we know PayPal started doing crypto options recently.
I had
customers.
An article about that where it's like they have a thing, but it's kind of weird.
I've never used it personally. It's not active on my account. So I've been told that they're supposedly active on almost all the accounts. So apparently mine's one of the ones that's not active. But you can't actually buy real crypto through it. That's the thing.
Yeah, there was some sort of a catch where they take your money and they make it seem like you're getting crypto, but you're not.
Right. So it's a closed garden, if you will, walled garden, to where you can buy cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or I think Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash. There's a handful of them.
Okay.
And so you will have a thing in your PayPal account somewhere that indicates, again, I haven't seen this in action, but it indicates that you have this amount of Bitcoin.
Okay.
But the reality is you don't actually have Bitcoin until you have the Bitcoin, meaning that you personally would control your Bitcoin, which means that you control the keys to your Bitcoin. In this case,
right.
PayPal controls the keys to those Bitcoin. You do not, and they won't even let you withdraw it from their system.
Oh,
so
that's
you really don't even have anything that resembles Bitcoin. You have a promise.
Yeah, you're kind of borrowing it.
It's not even that.
Yeah.
You just have a promise from PayPal that they've allocated this amount of Bitcoin to you.
So PayPal takes your money, puts it in Bitcoin, gives you a little indicator that you kind of have some, but never release it to you fully.
Correct. You could, as I understand it, sell the Bitcoin within PayPal, right? So let's say you buy Bitcoin at $17,000 a few days ago when it dipped down, and it's gone back up to $19,000. You could, from what I understand, tell PayPal to, quote, sell the Bitcoin, and then you would get dollars into your PayPal balance because of that.
Right.
So it's kind of like a little PayPal investment scheme thing where it's just you're buying pretend Bitcoin that's supposedly backed by real Bitcoin, but you have to ask yourself, are they going to do the same thing that I've heard that Coinbase does, which is to say that in their terms of service, now of course Coinbase will actually let you withdraw Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So like as far as big bad, corporations selling Bitcoin go, Coinbase is better than PayPal.
Agreed.
Because you can actually withdraw the Bitcoin. But the claim from some is that in Coinbase's terms, if you order a withdrawal of Bitcoin, and let's say there's a run on the bank, or maybe Coinbase has been cooking the books and they don't really have the Bitcoin that they say they have for whatever reason, then they supposedly have the right to cash you out in whatever they want. So if you're a dollar customer, they could send you a dollar value of what Bitcoin was worth at the time that you ordered the cash out instead of actually giving you the Bitcoin. In PayPal's case, they don't even have to give you the Bitcoin because they never said that they would in the first place.
Right. That seems sketchy at best. Not your keys, not your money, everybody.
That's
not your keys, not your money is the primary, the first rule of cryptocurrency, if you will. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number if you'd like to join in the conversation. More on cryptocurrency, porn, and people defying the government coming up on Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the first coronavirus vaccines continue to roll out across the country, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says hope is on the way. Azar speaking during a coronavirus vaccine briefing in Washington, D.C.
Supplies of an FDA-authorized, safe, and effective COVID-19 vaccine are arriving at sites across America.
Initial doses are intended primarily for healthcare workers and those in long-term care facilities. The Trump administration is slapping sanctions on Turkey on Monday over a multi-billion-dollar acquisition of a Russian missile system. A mobile surface-to-air missile system is said to pose a risk to the NATO alliance as well as the F-35. President Trump tweeting that Attorney General Bill Barr will be leaving the Department of Justice before Christmas. You're listening to USA Radio News. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to work out a deal regarding a new stimulus plan. With the clock ticking on a new coronavirus relief package before lawmakers head home for the Christmas holiday, two of the more vocal supporters of a second round of $1,200 stimulus checks are Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. As far as if she would go along with that idea, New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik says,
I think it is worthy of discussion. I think there are clearly still millions of Americans who are suffering of no fault of their own. And even look no further than New York State. The worst governor in America, Governor Cuomo, has ordered a shutdown of restaurants. So a lot of people are going to be out of work as we're heading into the holiday season.
Early voting in Georgia started on Monday. All four candidates continuing to campaign across the state. Last week, Vice President Mike Pence making a trip to the Peach State. This week, it's President-elect Joe Biden's turn. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you would like to. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And it's Ian.
We have been talking about this article from news.bitcoin.com. Pornhub's premium service now defaults to cryptocurrency payments. And we find that very interesting. Ian's covered a little bit of this already with his pickaxe and shovel. He's been digging up some data on this. But this article goes on to say the adult site is the 10th most trafficked site on the web. And the company claimed to have 42 billion visits last year. Estimates say that 11,082 hours of video is watched per minute. Pornhub.
Wow.
And ever since the COVID-19 government lockdown traffic extraordinaire, traffic has skyrocketed. So, of course, people are staying home, doing less going out, and that kind of a thing. You know, your website's going to get more traffic. However, the company has been dealing with financial issues as the leading payment processors MasterCard and Visa cut off Pornhub last week. This means individuals looking to purchase the company's premium services cannot use a credit card for payments. Since the financial blockade by MasterCard and Visa, Pornhub's premium service plans now must be paid with cryptocurrencies, as that is the only option available. And they do have a screenshot of their site here. If a user wants to purchase a plan that starts at $9.99 a month or a yearly plan with a one-time payment, the person has 13 cryptocurrencies that they can choose from.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at it right here. I just wanted to see how, it's interesting when businesses...
Are you surfing porn at work,
I'm actually doing research, Captain.
Research, quote unquote.
I'm looking here to see, what are they using? It's apparently a company called ProBiller. But here's the funny thing. When I first connected to the site, I had a VPN connected.
Okay.
And so it's like a European IP address.
Yep.
It did not give me the cryptocurrency option. The only option I had was SEPA, which is a European bank transfer system.
Oh.
So then I disconnected from the VPN,
right.
Went back to the site as a U.S. IP address,
right.
And then cryptocurrency was the only option.
Huh.
So how strange that they would not allow, implement a cryptocurrency system, but then IP restrict it only to the United States or only certain parts of the world?
Well, that's going to depend on, the laws within those
in Europe,
areas,
I guess.
Right? Yeah, so whatever country, your IP was spoofed off of with the VPN, it said, oh, hey, you can't do... So, this happens frequently with a bunch of stuff. The U.S. is odd in that respect, in that... you can, if you VPN to Europe or, Russia or somewhere like that, and then you connect to, YouTube, you see different content and you're able to,
But I've never seen cryptocurrency become not an option because you're in Europe.
It's weird.
I can't imagine that I understand that some countries might be hostile towards crypto, but I've not heard of any European countries banning crypto.
I'm guessing that the country is not hostile to crypto. I'm guessing that it's hostile to porn, that the porn itself is what's regulated. And so, therefore, it's so highly regulated, they can only take...
You can only do a bank transfer.
A bank transfer.
Maybe. That's interesting speculation. If you're in Europe and you have some idea why there wouldn't be crypto options on this. That was a surprise for me.
Yeah, give us a call, 855-450-3733.
Yeah, that's got to be it. I don't know. It's weird. Crypto's global, so there's no excuse not to, unless this company they're using for the billing, for whatever reason, restricts it only to U.S.
Yeah.
Strange.
And Pornhub is a global company, too, so they probably do all sorts of different things depending on what region, the IP is coming from, so... but yeah, you're right. Actually, the next paragraph, Pornhub is leveraging the payment processor ProBiller, and the service supports BTC, that's regular Bitcoin,
mm-hmm.
Bitcoin Cash, BCH, Dash, Ethereum,
yep.
Ethereum Classic, Litecoin, Monero,
there you go.
NEM, XEM, Tether, Tron, Verge, Waves, and Zcash.
I've never even heard of Waves.
Yeah, or Verge either. I'm not familiar with those guys. Tether, I've heard of, Tron.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
Why they selected those out of the thousands of different cryptocurrencies. Like Monero, I get, right? They're kind of a privacy deal. Litecoin, Ethereum, Dash, those are all sort of bigger players, I guess, mm-hmm. in the cryptocurrency space.
They might have just put it out there that, hey, we're going to start servicing Pornhub. Who wants in? And then took bids.
Maybe.
You know?
Tether's an interesting one because that's just the stablecoin against
Correct.
The US dollar, right?
Tether's huge, though. It's, I think, the number three largest.
I'll bet you because Coinbase has it, right? And all the other, the larger crypto exchanges have the Tether.
Everything has Tether. Yeah. Tether is everywhere. It is. For listeners that aren't familiar, I'm sorry, it's not number three. I believe it was at one time, but it is number four. So Tether, by market cap size, is almost, not quite, $20 billion in market cap. It's at 19.8.
Holy balls.
Yeah, and it's been growing tremendously over the last year. So the amount of money that people are putting into this so-called stablecoin, for listeners that don't know, it means it's a cryptocurrency token that's backed by a dollar. So they're backed one-to-one, supposedly. Now, the theories about Tether is that they're actually falsifying data, and I don't know if there's any truth to that. It's never been proven that they're doing this, but that's what a lot of people are worried about with Tether, is like, well, how do we really know that you guys have all the cash that you say that you have?
Right, yeah.
do you really have 17.9 or, you know, $17.8 billion in a bank account somewhere?
Right.
Or more than one bank account?
Well, even if they do, we know that, you know, the Federal Reserve just prints money at will, and so that's not real either.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
In the grand scheme of things, so... You know, do they? I don't know. Maybe
does it matter?
Yeah, does it? Yeah, it's just another denomination of, you know, the exchange of value, right? All these cryptocurrencies are different languages. That's it, mm-hmm. Right? It's like Spanish, English, you know, Swahili. You know, pick a language, German, you know, whatever. Pick a language, any language. And at some point, there's a translator, right? Well, and that's what the exchanges are. They're just a translator to mm-hmm. translate between this currency and that currency, so everybody can communicate the value. It's just the expression of value. It's like music is the expression of, you know, emotion, mm-hmm. you know, by moving sound, right? Cryptocurrency is just the expression of value in some sort of denomination, and each of these cryptocurrencies is
just, different expressions.
Yeah, different expression, you know. So some is blues, some is metal, some is jazz, you know, it doesn't matter, some is country.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I love how many choices there are. It's overwhelming, but that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, and each one will find their niche. I'm not worried about
it. Or they'll die. Actually, yeah. There have been thousands of them that have already died.
Or get scooped up and, you know, built upon their core and change their name. I mean, we've seen that already.
Like forking, as they call it, yeah. But right now, over at CoinGecko.com, which is one of those websites that ranks cryptocurrencies by various different factors, there are over 6,000 coins that are listed on that site.
Wow.
And that doesn't include all the ones that have died.
Right.
So there's probably thousands and thousands more that somebody tried and it just didn't go anywhere, or it took off and then died or whatever. There's all kinds of stories out there, but the only ones that matter are the ones that survive.
So the article goes on, unfortunately, we are unable to accept credit cards at this moment, the Pornhub Premium Services web shop page says. On social media and crypto-related Reddit forums, crypto advocates were thrilled to see cryptocurrencies become the default payment for Pornhub. On the subreddit r/BTC, a number of BCH fans discussed the revamped crypto support by the mega-large adult video sharing site. Quote, one of the biggest news of the year for adoption, one Redditor wrote. I would say one of the biggest ever, another person responded. Mm. Because in this instance, credit cards aren't even an option.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
Yeah, the individual added, Pornhub is such a massive website. This is going to bring so many normies into cryptocurrency who don't care or want to invest in it. They just need an uncensorable payment method.
Yeah.
And I couldn't agree more with their sentiments. I think that this is an exciting time for cryptocurrency. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. That is our toll-free number here. You can join in on the conversation here at Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. And joining me
is Ian.
And we've been spending far more than a couple of minutes on porn here on Free Talk Live.
Unlike
most people.
Yeah.
But we've been talking about cryptocurrency is now the default payment for Pornhub, the largest adult content provider on the globe. And it was because they're no longer taking Visa and MasterCard. But this article didn't go into why, and we'll get into that in just a second. But I just wanted to finish up this last statement. People who wish to pay for Pornhub's premium membership with centralized services like PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are shut out entirely, and it's not likely the companies will reverse the financial blockade decision. So MasterCard and Visa have completely blocked Pornhub, and I was like, well, why? This article doesn't mention why. And Ian, you've been, Mr. Pickaxe and Shovel, digging up some research here.
Yeah, so I actually had a story about this a few days ago, and this is from Vice.com, which, appropriate. They were explaining that apparently the decision came after Visa and MasterCard said last week that they would investigate allegations of child sexual abuse imagery on Pornhub and their relationship to MindGeek, which is apparently their parent company. So that might be who, if you get the credit card charge or when they could do it, it might show up as like MindGeek or something.
Right, yeah.
I'm just guessing. MasterCard said in its statement to Bloomberg on Thursday, quote, "Our investigation over the past several days has confirmed violations of our standards prohibiting unlawful content on their site. We instructed the financial institutions that connect the site to our network to terminate acceptance."
Interesting.
So that translates to they knew who Pornhub's gateway was,
right?
Whoever their payment gateway was. They said to them, get rid of these guys, or we're done with you.
It's interesting because I know that sometime after Google purchased the YouTube and the YouTube started demonetizing people, deplatforming people.
You mean in recent years?
Yeah. You know, the last 5, 10 years, something like that. That people who would normally upload things to YouTube and then have YouTube take them down and then they'd re-upload them and then YouTube would take them. This little game that they would play. And this was also around the time, I'm trying to remember, was Kim.com the one responsible for like PutLocker?
I don't know. He was doing
one
Mega Uploads.
Mega Uploads. That's what he was. So Mega Uploads had taken a dive. PutLocker was another file sharing, upload, download sort of thing for video specifically. And so for a time, people turned to Pornhub. So
just to upload normal videos.
Just to upload, like you could see the newest theater release of like the new Star Wars movie that came out because somebody would get
a bootleg
copy. You know, they'd do a cam video of it in the theater in, you know, I don't know, Saudi Arabia or somewhere. Yeah. And then they would post that to Pornhub. So like you could go and watch a bootleg copy of a theatrical release on Pornhub because it allowed users to upload their own content.
Correct. And I believe it still does, right? Like, that's the only way they could have so much of it.
Yeah, I've gotten out of the porn business, Ian, so I can't tell you. I assume they can. So I wonder.
In fact, I know they can. Because
that's part of the.
One of our co-hosts has a video on that site.
How long ago was it uploaded? Approximately.
I think it was.
Years?
Last year?
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's recent.
Maybe it was the beginning of this year. It was probably last year, though. Yeah, I think it was last year.
All right.
So, yes, you can have your own. So that's the only way it could be done. So that's the thing. It's like, how do you police something like that, right? Like, if people are uploading things that are illegal to that, you have to wait until someone, reports it.
Right.
There's no other way to know. Because at least with a copyrighted movie or copyrighted music, they can match that, right? So, like, there's the algorithm or whatever that looks at the waveform or the video, the bits, and they, you know, it matches a pattern, right? Because only this pattern looks like Mary Poppins, right? When it starts to play. And so they can do that on the copyrighted things relatively simply with just a large enough database. And I'm sure there's service providers that provide those sorts of checks.
Yep.
But how do you do that with a porn video that no one's ever seen before? You know, homemade pornography, amateur porn, even if it's in a catalog somewhere, it's going to be tougher to match those things.
Well, and governments throughout the years have been attempting to sort of narrow the field of user uploads by making these websites responsible for the content that's uploaded by the user.
That's what Trump has been pushing for. He wants the United States to end its so-called Section 230 protections, which normally applies to the idea of things being expressed in like a comments section or whatever, but it can also apply to copyrighted works. And could that actually affect, you know, their liability for illegal pornography being uploaded, such as child pornography or a snuff film or something like that?
Right, right. I remember, too, Doug Stanhope did a bit about child pornography and how, you know, he was reading a thing where it was like, child pornography is rampant on the Internet. And, you know, if you've ever heard Doug Stanhope, he's a super funny guy, but he's like, you guys got to trust me. I have surfed all sorts of different porn in my day and my time, and I have never once accidentally in a drunken stupor on drugs stumbled upon some kiddie porn.
Right.
You know, he's like, if it's not rampant, you know, these claims are false. Can you find it? I mean, I don't know. Can you?
Apparently, you could on Pornhub, according to this investigation. It was actually apparently the New York Times. Vice.com said, so again, MasterCard last week said that they, quote, confirmed violations of our standards in as far as what Pornhub had on their site. Following that news, the official Visa account tweeted out, quote, given the allegations of illegal activity. So just given
allegations, right? Yeah.
of illegal activity.
Guilty Visa, until proven innocent.
Right. Visa is suspending Pornhub's acceptance privileges pending the completion of our ongoing investigation. We are instructing the financial institutions who serve MindGeek to suspend processing of payments through the Visa network. Now, I mean, it's hard to believe that American Express or, you know, Discover is going to let them do things. In fact, they're not an option on
what
the
about
site.
Diners so. Club? I'm just kidding. Nobody cares about Diners Club.
So, yeah, it that, so basically you just have these two companies pulling their relationship, Visa pulling theirs over what MasterCard said, and because they're basically on the same team. This is the big banks.
Yeah,
I mean, this is
true.
The old money institutions. Let me go on, though. Pornhub said, quote, "These actions are exceptionally disappointing as they come just 2 days after Pornhub instituted the most far-reaching safeguards in user-generated platform history. Unverified users are now banned from uploading content. A policy no other platform has put in place, including Facebook, which reported 84 million instances of child sexual abuse material over the last 3 years."
So it's probably more rampant on Facebook
yeah.
than it is on...
That's interesting.
Wow.
In comparison, the Internet Watch Foundation reported 118 incidents on Pornhub over the last 3 years. This news, or I guess the last 3 years for both. So 84 million on Facebook, 118 of them on Pornhub. Huge difference, they say. "The news is crushing for the hundreds of thousands of models who rely on our platform for their livelihoods." So, yeah, apparently there are quite a few people that are putting their own amateur porn, or I guess it's professional if you get paid for it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So their own professional porn up on this site. On Monday, MasterCard said in a statement to the New York Times that if the claims were substantiated, the credit card company would, quote, "take immediate action. When we identify illegal activity, our policy is to ask the acquirer to terminate the relationship."
But would they take immediate action if the claims are not found to be substantiated and restore everything?
Yeah, they said at the beginning of their statement to CNBC that their investigation confirmed violations of their standards.
Mm. So then why were they even processing payments for them in the first place?
They hadn't investigated them, I guess, thoroughly enough. This follows a major policy shift announcement from Pornhub Tuesday. The platform would ban unverified uploads and downloads and bolster existing moderation practices. Models who use the site have been asking the platform to make these changes for a long time, and they made the change following an expose from the New York Times into the lives of sexual assault victims' images that were being hosted on the site and pressure from payment processing.
Oh, effective journalism?
From yeah, the they New effectively York got their business pulled from
well,
them.
Well, yeah, that seems to be the case. 855-450-3733 is our phone number. We've got more interesting topics for you tonight on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.